请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一节圣经就可以。
Please turn with me to just one verse.
启示录第一章第二十节。
Revelation 1 verse 20.
启示录。
Revelation.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
最后一节。
And the very last verse.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand,And the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels, or in some other translations, it's divine messengers of the seven churches. And the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
我们上一次已经和弟兄姊妹们说到。
The last time we already, gave a message on
启示录这本书
on the fact that the book of Revelation
告诉我们神在末后时代中间一些重要的事。
Is that in the end times, Revelation carries a lot of important points.
而第一件重要的事情。
And the first important thing.
就在这个黑暗的时代中。
In this dark world.
神希望他在地上的教会能够成为一个发光的灯台。
Is that God's desire is that the church on earth would be This bright lampstand.
所以约翰在异象中
So John, saw in his vision,
看见七个金金的灯台。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
那么主的话告诉我们这七个金金的灯台就是七个教会。
And the word of God tells us that the lampstands, these seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以我们知道这是神在末后时代对教会一个重要的说话。
So we know that God has given us this extremely important reminder.
教会在地上要成为一个发光的灯。
That the church on earth is to illuminate this light.
那么教会发光做什么呢？
And what is the purpose of this light?
教会一发光就照亮人子。
Is that the light is to illuminate the Son of Man.
我们知道这个人子就是基督。
And we know that the Son of Man is Christ Himself.
他只有教会发光。
And only when the church, produces this light,
人子的各方各面都能被人看见。
Can the various aspects of the Son of Man be seen?
所以简单的说 so, 教会成为一盏灯。
So simply put, the church is this lamp.
是为着照亮基督使人看见基督的。
It produces light so that everyone can see Christ.
因为在启示录第一章里面告诉我们 人子行走在七个金灯台的中间。
In Revelation 1, it tells us that the Son of Man is standing in the middle of the lampstands.
我们上次已经讲过
And last time we already mentioned,
我们的神是伟大是尊贵是荣耀的。
Our God is great and a glorious and honorable God.
所以他这个照亮他的器皿呢、啊、也是非常的这个尊贵的。
So the device or vessel that shines his light also needs to be glorious.
我们讲到他用金金的灯台。
And we mentioned last time that he used this golden lampstand.
那么这里面所包括的很多的这个原则呢都是对教会说的。
And within the concept of this lampstand, it encompasses the points that are necessary in the church.
啊我简单的再回重复一下。
And to simply review the last time's message.
第一个它是金金的。
The first one is that the lampstand is pure gold.
这里告诉我们是充满神性是满了神的生命的。
It's full of godliness and full of his life.
然后第二件事情就是它是一块金子打出来的。
The second point is that this lampstand was constructed out of one piece of gold.
我们知道这是十字架所产生的合一的工作。
And this is the unifying power of the cross.
然后呢，它有一个美丽的形象。
And it is beautiful in its construction.
啊，那么它是有基督美丽的形象。
Which signifies the beauty of Christ.
第四件事情。
And the fourth point.
它就必须要有油。
Is that the lampstand needs oil.
啊，没有油，这个灯不能亮。
If there's no oil, then this light can't shine bright.
所以这是神给我们看见那个金金灯台所包括的四个重要的原则。
So there are these four important principles that we can see in this golden lampstand.
这也是神今天在教会中的工作。
And this today is God's work in the church.
那么我们看见神要这个金金灯台的这个建造呢，这些原则都是非常的清楚的。
And we can see that these principles of the lampstand are clearly stated.
但是当我们来到启示录的二三章的时候，
However, when we come to Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们看见地上的众教会，
we see the churches in the world,
要持守这个见证不容易。
That it's not easy for the churches in the world to hold on to this testimony.
所以我们看见第一章跟第二章之间的这个差距很大。
So we see this stark contrast between chapter 1 and chapter 2.
那么这就提醒了我们，
This reminds us,
我们讲述神的旨意中的原则是容易的。
We can speak of the things of God easily.
原则。
The principles of God, we can talk about these very easily.
其实也不太容易啊。
But in reality, it's not very easy.
因为我们要讲，很多也讲不清楚。
Because many of these things we can't speak
clearly on. 但是圣经的启示是清楚的。
But the revelation given in the Bible is clear.
但是实行来讲更难。
But the reality, the practicality of it is hard.
啊，这里面呢，你就看见充满了许多的征战，许多的艰难。
And what you see is a lot of conflict and difficulties.
所以在启示录二三章就告诉我们，地上的众教会要能成为一盏发亮的灯不容易。
So we can see in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 that the churches in the world, for them to be a light shining brightly, it's difficult.
但是这是神对历史历代众教会的一个启示。
But this is a revelation that God has given to all the churches throughout the generations.
对我们也是一个重要的提醒。
And to us, it is an important reminder.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道我们在这里聚会的意义是什么。
We have to understand the meaning of why we're gathering.
我们这一同聚会就是为要发光。
We're gathered here for the purpose of producing light.
让人看见基督的宝贵。
So that people can see the preciousness of Christ.
但是呢，事实上告诉我们是不容易。
But the reality of it is that it's difficult.
我想今天呢，在教会中我们有点感觉的人，我们在这里侍奉主的人，我们就知道多么的不容易啊。
So for those of us who actually have a little bit of sense and a little bit of that feeling, we understand how difficult it is. But God knew this difficult situation long before.
所以主就用亚细亚七个教会的实际的光景来警告我们。
So God used the seven churches in Asia Minor to remind us of these things to come.
来提醒我们。
To remind us.
所以你读过这七个教会的这个故事。
So if you read the history and the story behind the seven churches.
你就看见有的教会发光比较大，有的教会就暗淡。
You'll notice that some of the churches were able to produce greater light than others.
并且这七个教会啊，多半都是暗淡。
And for the most part, all seven of these churches have a dim light.
所以这是对我们何等重要的提醒。
And this is an important reminder.
所以我们希望呢，
So our hope,
能用启示录这七个教会，那么主对我们的提醒和弟兄姊妹来交通。
My hope is that we can use these seven churches to encourage and have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
因为这是今天教会在地上 必须要注意的事情。
Because in the world today, this is something that we have to take note of.
如果我们在一起的聚会，
if we are to continue to gather together,
不能成为一盏明灯，
and if we're not able to produce light,
我们的聚会就毫无意义了。
Then our gatherings are in vain.
人看不见基督。
No one can see Christ.
那么我们聚会什么意义呢？
Then what is the purpose of our gathering?
所以神的心意我们必须要持守。
So God's desire is that we hold on tight.
但是当我们啊在这里看着七个教会发光的情形的时候，
But as we are taking note of how these seven churches are able to produce light or not,
圣经提醒我们，
The Bible reminds us
神对每一个教会的关切都是一样的。
That God's requirements are the same for all of them.
不管他发光不发光，但是呢，神都是爱的。
Whether they're able to produce light or not, God is love.
我们怎么知道的呢？
How do we know this?
这里有四件事情。
There are four things
是对每个教会都一样的。
That God has had the same requirement for all the churches.
这说明神对地上的众教会的关心是一样，都是他的儿女。
So this means that God's care for all the churches in the world are the same.
那么这四件是什么事情呢？
Now what are these four things?
好，我们打开启示录第二章。
If we look at Revelation chapter 2.
啊，那么我们光看以弗所的教会啊，
we'll
这一段就。提醒我们
We'll just use the example given to the church of Ephesus.
第二章第一节
Chapter 2 verse 1.
他说你要写信给以弗所教会的使者
Says to the angel or the messenger of the church in Ephesus.
这里提到了教会的使者
There's this angel or messenger of the church.
然后第二节
In verse 2.
所以说我知道你的行为
says, I know your deeds.
就是我知道你
It means that he knows you.
所有的教会主都知道
And all of the churches God knows.
然后第三件事情
And the third thing
就是第七节
is in verse 7
圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听。
Says the Spirit says to the churches, to him who has an ear, let him hear.
第四件事情。
And the fourth point.
就神在每个教会里面都呼召得胜者。
Is that in to all the churches there is a calling to overcome.
在第七节来说得胜者。
In verse 7 it says to him who overcomes.
我们知道。这四件事情神是对每一个教会都一样。
We know that these four points are a calling to all of the churches.
那么现在呢我们简单的把这四件事情呢稍微解释一下。
So I'd like to just simply explain these four points.
那么神写信呢是给教会的使者。
And God'swritings are to the messenger of the churches.
那么什么是使者呢？
Now, what is a messenger?
在第一章二十节里面那里很清楚告诉我们什么是使者。
And we can see from chapter 1 verse 20, we can see clearly what this angel or messenger is.
那里告诉我们那个使者就是神手中所握住的七颗星。
And we can see that the messenger is none other than the seven stars in his hand.
虽然这幅图画很简单。
Even though this picture seems simple.
但是意义非常的重要。
But the meaning is very deep.
希望每个弟兄姊妹都仔细的听。
And I hope that every brother and sister will listen carefully.
因为到了末了的时代。
Because in the end times.
地上神是把信息写给这般做使者的人。
Because in this world, God has written this letter to the messengers, to the churches.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
这个使者不是使徒，不是长老，不是执事。
That these messengers are not the elders or the leaders.
也不是今天所谓的牧师和工人。
Or not even the pastors in the world.
当然这个使者里面可能 包括这些人。
Of course, these messengers can include all of these.
但是这个使者是向着所有的圣徒们说的。
But these messengers are written to, are spoken to everyone.
神不管你是谁。
God does not care what kind of
status you have. 你只要能符合这几个条件。
As long as you fulfill these requirements,
你就很可能成为神的使者。
Then very likely you are one of these messengers.
所以这是神给我们一个极大的恩典。
So this is a tremendous grace God
has given to us. 所以每个弟兄姊妹都应当注意。
That every brother and sister needs to pay attention.
因为你可能成为使者。
Because you very well could be one of these messengers. 你怎么样能成为使者呢？ How can you be a messenger?
第一个，他是在神的右手。
The first requirement, qualification is that you are held in his right hand. We know that according to Jewish custom, the right hand is the position of power. So this right hand of God represents power and authority.
什么叫做神右手所握住的呢?
So what does it mean that those are held in his right hand?
就在神的儿女当中,
So among God's people,
有一般人他们是伏在神权柄底下的人。
There are some who have surrendered and humbled themselves in the hand of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道在我们的生活中,
In our lives,
伏权柄是一个很重要的一件事情。
To fully be surrendered is an important thing.
我们的神是有权柄的。
Our God is a God of power.
所以当你能顺服生命的感觉的时候，你就顺服权柄。
So when you can respond to the life of Christ within us, then we are responding to His power.
我们都晓得我们人堕落最大的难处就是不服啊，悖逆。
We know that our greatest failure in our fallen nature is that we can't be obedient.
这是撒旦种在人的人性里面的东西。
And this is something that Satan has implanted into our soul.
每一个人都是悖逆的。
That every single one of us are rebellious.
那么等我们信了主之后呢?
That after we believed in the Lord,
弟兄姊妹要学会伏在神的权柄底下。
Then we have learned to surrender under the mighty hand of God.
听神的话。
To obey him.
顺服神。
To obedient to him.
这是第一个重要的条件。
This is the first qualification.
你要成为使者。
In order to be a messenger.
要懂得怎样服权柄。
You need to know how to surrender to his, under his mighty hand.
那么第二个意义。
The second meaning.
就是神的右手，神的手。
Is that God's right hand, his hand.
在圣经里面，这个手常常是被翻作是灵。
And in the Bible, the hand of God is synonymous to his spirit.
在以西结书里面呢,
In Ephesians,
很清楚地告诉我们,
it clearly tells us.
那么曾经有多次讲到耶和华的灵就是耶和华的手。
It tells us so many times that the hand of God is the Spirit of God.
所以我们今天具体的在神面前的顺服来顺服圣灵。
So today, when we surrender under His mighty hand, we are surrendering to His Holy Spirit's leading.
那般做使者的人
Those who are messengers,
他们是随灵而行的一般人。
They are ones who live according to the Spirit of God.
他们尊重那个恩膏的教训。
They respect the holy anointing.
他们实际是活在圣灵的权柄底下。
And they live according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我想我只能简单的说。
I can only simply say this.
那么呢，他握着的是什么呢？是一颗是心。
Now, what is he holding? He's holding stars.
那么这个星星是什么意思呢?
Now, what does this star signify?
很简单，两件事情。
Very simply, there are two things.
第一个，属天的，因为星星是天的。
The first thing is that the stars are in heaven, so it's a...
所以今天你要作为使者。
So today, for you to be a messenger,
你要抗拒地的吸引。
You need to... go against the ways of the ground, the world.
要活出属天的生活。
And you need to live out the heavenly life.
不受地上任何人事物的影响。
That you're not influenced by anything in this world or anyone in this world.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，我们多不容易啊。
Think of this, brothers and sisters, how difficult.
我们活在这个世界中，很多事物影响我们，对不对？
We live in this world and we're influenced by everything in this world.
圣经明明讲我们是属天的百姓。
But the Bible clearly tells us that we are our citizenship is in heaven.
但是很多神的儿女们过得非常的属地。
But many of God's children live a very worldly, earthly life.
对地上的事很有兴趣。
And we have so much interest in the things of
也很热心。
The world. And we're very passionate about these things.
用什么，你要成为使者。
But in order to be a messenger,
你必须活出属天的样式。
You need to live out the life of heaven.
我们应该有个感觉。
We have to have this feeling inside.
我们是神的选民。
That we are the chosen ones of God.
我们不列在万邦之中的。
That we don't live among the people of the world.
高过世界的列邦,
that we live above the boundaries of this world.
地上再有权柄的人也高不过神的儿女,
that no matter how powerful and how much authority a man has, they can't exceed
是我们影响他们，不是他们影响我们。
The children of God who are of heaven, and we can't be influenced by them, we need to influence them.
这是属天的百姓的光景。
And this is the condition of life of heaven.
所以你要成为使者,
so in order to be a messenger,
你要过属天的生活,
you have to live a life, a heavenly life.
那么这个星星啊,
now this star,
还有一个特点,
has also a unique
它是发光的,
aspect, is one that stars shine brightly.
你夜里看见那些发光的那些星星,
at night you look to the heavens and you see this bright shining star.
它如果不发光, 你看不见,
if it doesn't shine bright, then you can't see it.
所以呢, 它能够发出亮光,
so this star can produce light.
那么它能够把主话语的光带到地上,
and this star can bring the word, the light of God's word to this world.
在圣经里面，这个星星不仅发光，
in the Bible, this star not only produces light,
它也是个指引，
it is also a beacon.
你看我们从古到今啊， 人类地活在地上， 靠星的指引，
oh, it is a guide. So the history of man, we've used the stars as a guide, as a navigation, brothers and sisters.
那么这里呢， 圣经把那个使者的意义给我们解释得很清楚。
So here, God clearly gives us the spiritual meaning.
所以今天在神的百姓当中，
so among God's people,
只要有人服在神的权柄底下，
as long as someone is willing to be surrendered under His mighty hand,
只要有人顺服圣灵的带领，
as long as there is one who is willing to be obedient to the
Holy Spirit, 活出属天的样式,
as long as there is one who is willing to live out the heavenly
light, 只要有人能发光,
as long as there is one who is willing to be bright,
他就很可能成为神的使者,
then very likely that one can be one of these messengers.
所以简单的来说,
so simply put,
使者就是那般真正能明白神心意的人,
the messengers are ones who truly know the heart of God.
所以神的话, 是给那般能听得懂的人的。
The word of God is given to those who can hear His voice.
神的信是写给那般能明白他旨意的人。
God's letters are written to those who believe in Him.
所以今天如果我们也听不懂神的话, 也不能明白神的旨意, 神怎么把信写给你呢, 对不对?
So today, if we don't understand God or neglect God, how can we even receive a letter from Him?
但是这里面, 具备有极大的恩典,
but within this, we can see His tremendous grace.
所以任何一个弟兄姊妹都可能成为使者。
So any Christian, any brother and sister can be this messenger.
所以第一件重要的事情, 神写信是写给教会的使者。
So the first point is that God writes these letters to His messengers.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
就是 主说我知道,
God says, I know you.
弟兄姊妹们, 你是个什么样的人, 主知道,
what kind of person are you? God knows you.
你心思在想什么, 主知道,
God knows your every thought.
你有什么样的一种的兴趣, 主知道,
whatever interest that you have, God knows.
当然这里, 所说的更是指着全教会说的。
Of course, here it speaks more so to the entire church.
所以当我们读这七个教会的故事的时候,
so when we read the story of the seven churches,
你看教会中的好处, 主都记得的。
All the good things that were done in these churches, God remembers. God praised them.
但是呢, 教会中所犯的错误,
However, all the errors and the sins that the church committed, God also remembers. And God reprimands them. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to have a heart of fear.
我们的主什么都知道,
that God knows all.
在他面前,
that before Him, nothing is hidden.
我们不要以为我们里面呢, 有一点什么不好的东西, 我们自己把它隐藏住了。
Don't think that if there's any darkness or sin in your life that you can hide it.
所以在启示录23章里面讲到说, I know you. 弟兄姊妹们, 这个要记得。
So Revelation 2 verse 2 says, I know you.
I know
your deeds. He knows everything.
你不要以为你什么都知道。
Don't feel like you know everything.
我们很多都不知道。
There are many things that we don't
但是主知道就够了。
But God knows, and that's enough.
那么不仅主有责备,
Not only does God reprimand,
主也在这里有鼓励, 呼召得胜的人。
But God also has words of encouragement to the overcomers.
所以第二件重要的事情就是主说我知道。
So that second point again is that God tells His people, I
know you. 第三件事情,
the third thing,
这讲的圣灵向众教会所说的话,
It says the Spirit says to the churches.
为什么在这七个教会里面呢, 特别把圣灵把它摆在重要的地位上呢?
Why is it that in these letters to the seven churches it places the Spirit in this sort of position of authority?
因为呢, 这个灯呢, 如果没有膏油是不能发光的, 对不对?
Because if this lamp does not have the holy anointing from the Spirit, then it cannot shine bright. So this is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit to make sure that the church can shine bright. So John in his latter years, when he speaks of the Spirit, he says that the Spirit is the holy anointing oil. Without that oil, we cannot shine bright. So the Spirit's responsibility is great. Because He knows that without Him, we cannot shine bright. That's why in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 it says seven times that the Spirit says to the churches.
哎呀,到了末了的时代啊,
when we come to the end times,
我发现了,
I find that God's children, among God's children, there are a lot of difficulties.
有一个很大的难处, 就是耳聋,
the greatest problem for us is that we have become deaf.
啊,你怎么说,
no matter how we preach the word of God, we don't hear it. The Holy Spirit has spoken many words, but we can't hear Him. And sometimes we purposefully close our ears.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
人的话可以不要听,
man's words it's okay to not listen to,
但圣灵所说的话,
but the words of the Holy Spirit, we need to have an ear to hear His voice. This is such an important thing.
第四件事情,
the fourth thing
就神在教会中呼召得胜的人,
is that God and His churches, He is calling for overcomers.
我们只能简单地说,
and we can only simply say,
什么叫得胜的人?
What does it mean to overcome?
他是不向任何的失败妥协的人。
He's one who does not compromise to failure.
我们这2000年教会的历史在地上, 很多东西都走样了。
And throughout the history of the churches, we see that many have left.
很多东西都失败了。
Many things lead to failure.
但是这些人因为明白神的心意,
But the overcomers who understand the heart of God, they don't compromise.
还有在一个不正常的环境中, 许多情况都不正常的时候呢, 他愿意
And in abnormal or strange circumstances, overcomers preserve that normal Christian life. These are the ones who are overcomers. Today in the end times, we know that the path of overcomer, the pathway to overcome is difficult. But may God allow us to hear His calling. That we would respond to His calling. That we would not compromise to anything else. And for sure not live in that abnormal state. So brothers and sisters, as God investigates and looks at each individual church, we see, first of all, that He loves all of the churches. And His requirement and His leading for all of the churches are the same. So these four points, within all seven churches, you can see these four points.
本来呢, 我心里面想今天早晨呢把七个教会都讲完。
And today my intention was to talk about all seven of the churches.
不过我看到我还没开始讲呢,这个时间都已经过了一大半。
But I realized that I haven't even talked about the first church and the majority of my time is gone already.
好,那我靠主的恩典讲到哪里就是哪里,时间,我保证时间到我一定停。
And I will honor the time when the time is up, I will stop.
那么我们还有一点点的时间,我们看一下以弗所的教会。
In the short time that we have, we'll look at the church of Ephesus.
弟兄姊妹,打开启示录第二章。
Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 2.
我不会细细的解释。
I don't have the ability and time to go through these in detail.
我会重点式的交通。
I'll just highlight some of the main points.
我们知道 神对这个以弗所的教会有指责。
We know that the Lord has words of reprimand for the church of Ephesus.
但是在指责之前, 神也讲到这个教会的好处。
But before He reprimands the church of Ephesus, He has words of praise.
第二节那里你看, 他说, 你的行为劳碌忍耐, 也知道你不能忍耐, 恶人, 你也曾试验那, 自称为使徒, 却不是使徒的, 看出他们的假来, 你也能忍耐, 成为我的名劳苦, 并不乏倦。
In verse 2 and 3 it says, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles and they are not, and you find them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. We know that the church in Ephesus, in the beginning,
他们是一个
Their spiritual condition was one that shined brightly.
并且发出很明亮的光。
It was extremely bright.
你看当保罗在世的时候,
when Paul was alive,
保罗写信给以弗所的教会,
and while he was writing the letter to the Ephesians,
我们都知道在新约圣经里以弗所书是最高的启示。
And we know that the book of Ephesians has the greatest revelation of all the books.
所以你就知道当时以弗所教会的光景是多么的美好。
And you can see, get a sense of how wonderful the spiritual condition was in the Ephesians during that time.
他们把基督照亮出来了。
And they were able to shine the life of Christ.
今天我没时间讲以弗所书啊。
And today I don't have time to go through the Ephesians.
这卷书把神心中的奥秘教会把它
But this letter to the Ephesians was able to reflect all the secrets of Christ to everyone. So at one point early on, they were able to shine brightly. That Christ was elevated in their midst. And He was revealed in such a way.
过了若干年之后,
Unfortunately, through the passage of time, we saw how the condition of the Ephesians declined.
到提摩太在以弗所教会中做长老的时候，
when it came to Timothy, and Timothy was an elder in the church in Ephesus,
保罗写信给提摩太，
Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
那个时候提摩太的光景很软弱。
At that time, Timothy was very weak.
保罗在那里重新写提摩太前书，告诉他在神的家中当怎样行。
And so Paul gave a playbook to Timothy in Timothy 1 on how to keep God's house in order.
在提摩太后书鼓舞他的灵，要有刚强的灵。
And he was encouraging Timothy to have a strong spirit.
感谢主，提摩太得到帮助。
And thank God that Timothy was encouraged.
所以在以弗所的教会里面，
so that in the church in Ephesus,
他尽他的功用。
He, within his capacity,
served.
And so the church in Ephesus was still shining bright.
但是再过了二十多年以后，
But then 20 years later,
到了约翰写启示录的时候，
until the time when John wrote Revelation chapter 2,
他们很多的优点还在那里呢。
A lot of these things, the good things were still there.
但在第二章第四节这里，
But in verse 4 we see,
主说然而，
But he says, I have this against you.
第有一个字叫做然而，就是 but.
Oh, but.
是不是 but?
Yeah,
英文，
but. Yeah.
英文用 but， 这个一 but， 我们到下面就不好了。
Verse 4 starts out with but, and
我们中国人讲话常常这样，你讲的好好好 ，but 英文里面一个 but 下来，下面就知道，那下面就是不好的。
As soon as verse 4 starts with but, because this has a lot of good words of praise, and then all of a sudden but
叫人非常的遗憾。
It causes people to sigh.
然而什么呢
？But dot 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 what？
他们离弃了起初的爱。
I have this against you that you have left your first love.
这离弃这两个字。
These words, this word left.
意思啊是这样，你不在意了。
It means that you don't care anymore.
还有甚至你忘记了，你根本忘记了。
And also that you have totally forgotten.
弟兄姊妹，这一个是以弗所教会它的光变得暗淡的一个主要的原因。
And this is the sole reason why the church of Ephesus became something that was bright and then now dimmed.
所以今天早晨我要再和弟兄姊妹来解释这个起初的爱。
So this morning I want to just explain once again what first love is.
很多人解释这个起初的爱。
Many people have tried to explain first love.
但是我们发现很多时候他都解释在一个个人身上。
But they always, most of the explanations speak of the individual person.
我曾经讲过很多次，这个起初的爱是用在教会身上的。
And I've spoken before that first love should be used in the entire church.
当然包括所有个别的圣徒在里面。
Of course it encompasses all the individual Christians in the church.
那么到底什么是起初的爱？
Now what exactly is first love?
那么我们知道这个爱有很多的特点。
We know that this type of love, first love, there are many aspects.
我今天只讲一个特点就可以了。
I'll just mention one aspect this morning.
我们晓得呢，这个真正的爱，
know that true love,
它有一个特点，
has one unique aspect,
就是为着满足对方的，
is to satisfy the person that you love.
所以今天在这个世界中啊，你不容易真正找到那个起初的爱。
So in this world, it's hard, you rarely find first love.
我们神的爱是起初的爱。
The love of God is first love.
在地上最能显明这个爱的就做父母的。
And the most clear example of first love is the love of a parent.
我想你们如果有儿女的人都知道。
And I think all of us who have children will know.
我们因为爱我们的儿女，
because we love our children,
我们尽量满足他的需要，对不对？
We want to satisfy all of their needs.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
啊，他 他越小的时候啊, 这个感觉是越强烈。
And the younger they are, that feeling is stronger within us.
你看你如果有了一个 baby,
For example, if you had a baby,
哇,这个做父母的全心都为着他, 对不对?
As a parent, you do everything for this child. Your heart is 100% for this child. And that feeling for that child is so strong. That is first love.
弟兄姊妹,我们知道我们的神爱我们啊。
Brothers and sisters, you know that God loves us.
他就是为了满足人的需要。
And He loves us in a way where He satisfies all of our needs.
到一个地步,他甚至把他的儿子都舍了。
To the point where He even gave His own Son to us.
因为我们人堕落之后啊,
because after the fall of man,
我们这个人的需要太多了。
Our needs have become countless.
所以神为着满足人的需要,
In order for God to satisfy the needs of man, He even gave His only begotten Son to us.
甚至到今天呢,
Until today,
老实讲,
the love of the Heavenly Father far exceeds the love of our earthly Father. And every aspect of all of our needs, He will satisfy. Of course, He has His glorious plan. For Him to satisfy your needs, it's so that you can glorify Him. And it's the same when Jesus came into this world. He gave Jesus completely to us.
弟兄姊妹,
but never forget that that picture of Jesus hanging on the cross.
主付上何等样的代价, 那个痛苦, 那个牺牲是多么的大。
The self-sacrifice and the pain that Jesus endured on the cross.
所以首先他来满足我们的需要。
All of that to satisfy our needs.
所以他的爱被称作是什么? 永远的爱。
So His love has been called His eternal love.
所以有的人解释说, 哎呀, 这个初爱呢, 给他解释成初恋啊。
Oh, some people have explained this love as some romantic love.
那么当然了,你开头两个人彼此相爱的时候,你什么都会在满足对方,对不对啊?
Of course, when you first fall in love with somebody, you'll do everything for that other
person. 什么代价都愿意付的。
You're willing to pay whatever the cost is.
只要能叫他满足。
As long as that person is satisfied.
当然,其中我可能也有点自私了,对不对?
And of course, there's some selfishness in
it.
Of course, you do all of these things for that person that you're in love with so that they won't leave you.
但是呢, 地上的爱呢, 慢慢的经过时间就简单。
However, human love over time fades.
所以弟兄姊妹记住,
so brothers and sisters, remember,
爱就是为了满足对方。
First love is to satisfy the heart of the other person. This means that you place that person as the priority in your life. But then when we go back to our daily life, we can see clearly your service to God. You put in all of your effort.
And
is that to satisfy God?
今天我们看见地上多少人以自己所做的功为夸耀, 对不对?
We see throughout, it's rampant all over that we do things so that we can gain the honor and praise.
你看我都会讲道,成千上万的人听。
Oh, look at me, I can preach and thousands of people will listen to me.
哇,我在里面满足。
And within yourself, you're so satisfied.
你讲道是满足你自己的,不是满足神的,
so you're preaching to satisfy yourself, not to satisfy God.
好,那么在侍奉中也是一样,
in service, it's the same.
我们都是以自己的满足为中心的,
we make our own self-satisfaction as our priority.
啊, 我再讲的浅一点,
and I'll make this even more simple.
弟兄姊妹们, 你来聚会,
when we, brothers and sisters, come to church?
你为是满足主还是满足你自己呢?
Are you here to satisfy God or are you here to satisfy yourself?
如果我们真的爱主,
if we really love God,
我们来聚会, 我们说主啊, 我听你的话来聚会, 要满足你的需要。
We should come to church and say, Lord, I'm willing to be obedient to you. I want to satisfy you.
弟兄姊妹, 这是完全不一样的, 对不对?
Brothers and sisters, this is totally different, isn't it?
所以今天我们很多时候来聚会是为了自己的满足的。
Oftentimes we come to church to try to satisfy ourselves.
这个聚会不满足我, 就不来了。
So if we look at a church and say, well, this church doesn't meet my needs or satisfy me, then I'll leave.
你聚会是为了敬拜神。
Gathering in his assembly is to worship God.
我们应该有个心说主啊, 今天早晨我来聚会, 愿你因我得满足。
We should have the prayer that, Lord, today when I come to church, may your heart be satisfied.
你再看看今天地上的教会, 各地的聚会,
look at all the churches in the world today.
多少有神的儿女们是为这个感觉来到神的跟前的呢?
How many Christians come before God with this feeling in their heart?
我们的追求也是一样,
even in our pursuit.
很多时候我们的追求呢, 不是为了满足神的。
Well, oftentimes our spiritual pursuit is not to satisfy God.
我们要追求说主啊, 把我在你的手中能更多被你用了。
We pray, oh Lord, may I be more used and useful in your hands.
不是因为你给我点能力, 给我点恩赐呢, 就叫我的名声变得更大了。
So isn't it so that you give me more grace so my name can be greater?
所以你知道这些年呢,
and through the years, God has spoken to my heart.
那么我在主面前有一个心愿,
that God has given me this desire before
我说,
him.
我当年日过来的时候,
and I, my prayer is that, Lord,
through
all the years,
愿我在你的手中越过越能成为合用的器皿, 你用起来越来越顺。
That, Lord, through all these years, may I be more useful to you, and may I be more easily be used by you.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 我们要知道今天我们在这里一同聚会是满足主的需要。
So today, in our gatherings, we are here to satisfy God and His needs.
难怪主说, 你们要先求我的国和我的义, 这一切都加给你们。
That's why God says, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们知道真正的爱是为了满足对方的。
True first love is to satisfy that other person.
这个爱的消失, 失去这个爱,
The loss of first love.
那么第一个就是变成责任的了。变成 responsibility.
It becomes an issue of responsibility.
有很多基督徒他说,哎,我主日有去聚会啊。
And some of us might respond and say, well, I did show up at church.
我尽了责任了。
Well, I fulfilled my responsibility.
哎,他就觉得够了。
And they feel like that was good enough.
啊, 我说, 哎呀, 他有去聚会, 弟兄姊妹, 这个话听起来啊, 在主的耳中听是很难过的。
And sometimes we'll say about other people, well, at least they showed up at church. These words are really awful in God's ears.
甚至我们有时候读圣经也是这样。
And sometimes when we read God's word, it's like this.
哦, 今天呢, 我定规的课我做完了。
Well, today I read my daily quota of Bible verses. I finished my task.
你知道那个 CT Studd 弟兄吗?
Have you heard of this guy CT Studd?
他一大清早起来读圣经。
He would wake up early in the morning to read God's word.
他是什么态度呢?
What was his attitude?
他说主啊,
he said, Lord,
今天你有没有什么从你话语中的命令给我叫我遵守的?
Are there any commands in your words that I read today that I can hold on to? He read God's word not out of duty or responsibility, but rather he wanted to honor God. And he wanted to satisfy God's heart. So please acknowledge and understand these words. Today in our daily lives, God is supporting us and caring for us. He is constantly satisfying us. How can we respond to this love? And just think of from the standpoint of satisfaction. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm saying.
当然了,有的人尽了责任,我们就觉得说,哎呦,这些还是好基督徒呢。
Sometimes people will just fulfill their outward Christian duties and will say, oh, look, he's such a good Christian.
更糟糕的是你自私啊,你为了你自己的满足。
And more terrible is that you're even more selfish in your Christian pursuit.
有个弟兄曾经跟我讲,
there was a brother who told me one time,
孙弟兄啊,你能不能把那个祷告聚会啊,弄得有兴趣一点。
Brother said, can you make prayer meeting more fun?
你把它弄得有兴趣一点,我就来了。
If you make prayer meeting more fun, then I'll come.
你看,我们多自私啊。
Just think how selfish.
你不是来祷告主的,你那是求自己的满足的。
You're not here praying for God, you want to attend for yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
以弗所的教会,
the church in Ephesus,
这么好的一个教会,
such a good church,
当他在爱的事上出了问题了,
yet, in the matter of first love, they committed this big error.
所以主说,你如果不悔改,我就把你灯台移走了。
And that's why God says to the church of Ephesus, if you don't repent, I will remove your lampstand.
所以圣经告诉我们,你要听圣灵的声音。
So the Bible says you need to hear what the Spirit says.
弟兄姊妹,我们要接受圣灵在我们里面给我们的提醒。
And we need to accept the reminders and the words of the Spirit.
我们要重新地回到恩膏的教训的里面。
That we need to revive our life of being obedient to that anointing. So that the Holy Spirit can be can flow freely and be fulfilled in the church.
是的,我们的光景不行。
It's true that our condition is full of weakness and failure. But may God give us a genuine heart. An overcoming heart.
所以主的话在说,你要回想。
That's why it says remember, think back.
弟兄姊妹,要回想很重要。
Brothers and sisters, we need to remember.
今天呢, 我们很多神的儿女们连回想的力量都没有啊。
And today, we don't even have the energy, the ability to remember.
求主让我们回想。
May God allow us to remember.
你如果能回想,你就得胜有望。If
you can remember, then you can overcome.
你有希望,你有望。Then
there's hope to overcome.
并且不仅回想,要真正的悔改。
And not only remember, but you have to genuinely repent.
悔改就是回转。And
repenting means to completely change.
我要再说,
and I'll say again,
今天在神的儿女中间,
among God's children,
出现有很多不正常的现象,
we see a lot of abnormal things.
就是呢, 我们只悔不改,
is that we regret, but we don't repent. And we're not changed.
这不对的。
This is not right.
很多人知道说, 哎呦,这个做错了。
Many people know, oh, I committed wrong.
就算了。
And they say, well, forget that.
圣经要的是悔改。
But the Bible tells us to repent and change.
你不仅悔,你要改。
Not only do you remember, but you have to repent.
那么你才可能有得胜的经历。
Or not only regret, but you also have to repent. Then there's hope of overcoming. May everyone here this morning, may everyone have this heart to overcome. The time is to the end. And God uses the church of Ephesus to remind us.
对不起,时间已经到了。
My apologies, the time has ended.
必须停在这里。
I need to stop right now.
仰望主的怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
愿主使这些话能深入我们的心。
May God use these words to stimulate our hearts.
让我们在这个黑暗的时候,
that in these dark times,
我们在这里的聚会能成为一盏的灯,
that our gathering here can be, can produce light,
能够照亮基督,
that we can illuminate Christ.
请我们低头一同祷告。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
Lord, we look to your mercy.
因为你是说话的神
Because you are a God who speaks.
直到今天你没有停止说话
Until today you have not stopped talking.
因为你爱我们
Because you love us.
你要用你的话提醒我们
And you want to use your words to remind us.
你要用你的话光照我们
And you want to use your words to shine its light
upon us. 你要用你的话改变我们
And you want to use your words to change us.
主啊，愿我们所有人在这里都能对主说，主啊，我在这里。
And may every one of us say to you, Lord, I'm here.
我愿意听你的话
I'm willing to hear your
愿意遵循你的旨意
willing to hold on to your
在这个末后的时代
in these end times,
让我们在这里的聚会
may our gathering here
仍旧成为一盏明亮的灯
be a lampstand that produces light
让你的自己被人看见
may you be illuminated so everyone can see you
主啊愿你成就这个心愿
Lord, may you fulfill this desire.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 我们最后啊，有一点点简短的报告
We have just a couple of announcements to make.
首先呢，我们介绍一下今天有没有第一次新来的弟兄姊妹或朋友
We'd like to introduce any newcomers here for the first time.
这边好吧，如果有的话呢，请你站起来介绍一下。
We'll start from our right-hand side. If you're here for the first time, please stand and introduce yourself.
不用客气啊，我们喜欢认识你一下。
Please don't be shy. We'd love to meet you and welcome you.
如果没有，这边有没有？
And on our left-hand side,
OK, 好。如果没有新来的，那么我们就下面有点报告。
Next, we'll have a couple of announcements.
礼拜二祷告聚会。
Tuesday night prayer meeting.
这个礼拜有不一样的安排。
For the Chinese groups, there's
对中文组
a different,
中文组呢，这个礼拜二晚上聚会第一组和十二组在一起，二组到跟十三组在一起，第三组跟第九组一起，那么第四组、第七、第八组在一起，第五组跟第十组在一起，第六组跟第十一组在一起啊。那我想，这个你们各组的这个组长呢，会通知大家的。
The Chinese groups will be combining prayer groups and the group leaders will be notifying everyone.
请弟兄姊妹们尽量的参加这样的
各样的。We encourage everyone to attend.
礼拜五读经聚会呢是一个混合的模式 ,hybrid.
Bible study is in a hybrid format.
我们要提醒一下啊，这个礼拜五我们那个圣经简介组现在已经是开放，弟兄姊妹可以回来聚会。
This for the one of the Chinese groups, just an announcement that we've opened up the church buildings for people to come.
如果可能，那尽量来参加聚会。
And if you're able to, we encourage you to come in person.
礼拜六东南区聚会照常。
And the Southeast District Bible Study will be
也是混合式的。
And it'll also be in a hybrid form.
那么下个主日呢？
Next Sunday
是马利弟兄交通。
Brother Ma Li will be speaking.
郑维基弟兄翻译。
Brother Wei T will be translating.
我想他们刚刚要从台湾回来。
And I think they just returned from Taiwan.
我顺便提一下啊。
I'd like to also remind everyone.
因为下个主日呢，我要对洛杉矶的 Alhambra 的教会讲道。
I will be speaking with the Alhambra Fellowship.
所以下个主日我可能不在这里。
And so, next Sunday, I won't be present here.
我们请弟兄姊妹为着今年的冬令会祷告。
And please also pray for the winter conference this year.
特别为休斯顿来的钟礼恩弟兄祷告。
And pray for Brother Phil Zhang.
还有一个是青年人的退休会,
and also for the youth winter retreat.
也为这个David Pan弟兄祷告。
And pray for the youth speaker, Brother David Pang.
也特别为这些年轻人祷告。
And especially pray for the young people.
但也在这个聚会中大家都能蒙恩。
That in this meeting, this gathering, everyone would be blessed.
好。 我想其他的弟兄姊妹都已经知道了啊。
I think there, everyone is aware of all the other needs.
因为我们现在主日的聚会已经是开放了。
And all of our meetings are now, our Sunday meetings are all in person.
所以如果可能的话，尽量鼓励弟兄姊妹来参加聚会。
So we want to encourage everyone to come back in person.
好，我们早晨的聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting here this morning.
啊。